today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It's just a waste of your day, caught up in endless solutions. Hey, everybody. Patrick here. Thank you for tuning in to Rockin' the Suburbs. I want to welcome everyone to this episode on behalf of my great friend, co-founder, and awesome all-around person, Jim Linehan. We are happy to be talking to you today. Before we get into today's topic, I do want to do a little Rockin' the Suburbs business. First up, the deadline for new music for July is Sunday, August 17th at midnight, EST or Eastern Time. If you could get those picks in to either the Rockin' the Suburbs email address or the Suburban Party Line, we would very much appreciate it. Jim will kick off new music on Monday, August 18th. So look forward to that next week. Also want to thank... Big thanks to Joe Fleischer, who sent in a contribution about buying last-minute tickets. I really enjoyed listening to that. That was really fun. We all love concert tales, and that's just kind of another aspect of a concert tale. And I really thought it was great and really appreciated it. So thank you very much. And I would really love to know, and I think Jim would second me on this, any thoughts or any stories of your own about last-minute tickets. I know Paul Trapp has told some great ones to me and may have been repeated on this podcast as well. A Cher concert comes to mind. But yeah, we love to hear that. So anything like that would be much appreciated. You can always create a voice file and attach it to an email, send it to rock@suburbspod.com, as Joe did. Or you can call the Suburban Party Line, 612-440-1984. All right, folks. Today, I am going to be inducting a song into the Perfect Pop Hall of Fame, the Perfect Pop Pantheon here on Rockin' the Suburbs. Now, there has been some consideration of an idea of maybe having one or two windows during the calendar year in which submissions in which the Perfect Pop Pantheon will be open for new contributions. If we come to that conclusion, we'll let you know, of course. And, you know, it'd be something where we'll notify you a month or so in advance to start getting ready to say, hey, this week, it's going to be Perfect Pop Week. And if you want to add anything, do it now. Your next chance won't be for another, 6 to 7 months, something like that. If that comes to fruition, we'll definitely let you know. The song I want to induct is Life of Illusion by Joe Walsh. It's a song I've been a little bit obsessed with over the past couple of months, and certainly a song I knew from back in the day. It was actually released in May of 1981. It was written by Joe and guitarist Kenny Passarelli, well, multi-instrumentalist, really. Passarelli played in the group Barnstorm, which is the project that Walsh founded after he left the James Gang and before he went full-on solo. And Passarelli also co-wrote a tune, one of Joe's first solo hits, Rocky Mountain Way. So quite a contribution there from Passarelli. This song was the fifth track on Joe's fifth studio album, There Goes the Neighborhood, came out in 1981, as I said. The majority of the track was actually recorded in 1973, so it sat around for almost 8 years as part of the Smoker You Drink, the Player You Get sessions, and that ended up being Joe's second album. On this song, the aforementioned Passarelli plays the guitaron. Some call it the guitaron argentino. It's a six-string South American instrument, and it has kind of a cool, South American feel to it, obviously, and that blended in to parts of the song contributes to, I don't know, there's kind of a an undercurrent, a very slight undercurrent, a little bit of world music that's kind of underneath there. And I think along with the trumpet that's also played by Passarelli, the versatile scamp that he is, it really, really contributes to this kind of unusual feel that's just lurking just out of tangible reach. Tom Stevenson plays some outstanding organ on this song. There's a great guitar solo here on this song by Joe, but to me, it's the vocals and the phrasing that really makes this song, especially the bit where he comes back in, I believe it's in the second verse, with pow, right between the eyes. There it is. Just love it. Just love it. It's one of those earworms, and it's also one of those ones, you know, you can kind of forget about. It was buried back there in my mental record stacks, and it was great when it came back out. The song went to the lower reaches of the top 40 charts, but it became one of those FM radio staples in the 80s that you used to hear a lot on the radio when you listened to the radio, the regular radio, a lot back in the day. And my friend the Beige, my musical compatriot and fellow traveler, got me back into this song earlier this year when he flagged it up, and it just became, man, how did I forget about a great song? And I know listener Kevin Clement, a good friend of the show and others, said, hey, man, it's a great song. And it was back in my brain, too, and we kind of forgot about it. I was so into it that I wanted to perform it this year at Suburbs Fest, and I did so. I was lucky enough to play with Eric Didrikson up on stage on Friday night at the live band karaoke when the incredible Frank Muffin took a break. Even the Muffins need a break now and then, just a short one. So Eric and I got up there and did a little entertainment in the interlude, and that was one of the songs we played. And another reason for me to induct it into the perfect pop pantheon here on Rockin' the Suburbs. So that is my contribution for today. I hope you enjoy it. I hope it's a song that you like, and maybe it'll be an earworm for you and get you back into this tune. And maybe go and rediscover Joe Walsh's catalog. I mean, I love all the stuff with the James Gang and, you know, his early stuff, and there's gems to be found here and there. And we won't say anything about that one group he joined. Okay, with that, we'll hear a little more of Joe Walsh doing A Life of Illusion from 1981, mostly recorded in 1973, I'm learning, and that's a good thing, too. So with that, we will spin it, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. the versatile scamp that he is,